Hello, get more listeners. Today we are super happy because we have with us Daniel Cole, and we're going to start with the traditional question. Daniel, who are you?
So I'm a Luxembourgish guy, so we have to take a picture because we don't have so many Luxembourgish citizens. So I'm born in a small town in Luxembourg, but I'm now done 25 years of logistics and transportation, and since now the 1st of October I joined the cluster for logistics, so I'm in charge to represent all the transport companies in front of the ministries and administration in Luxembourg. That's my actual challenge here in Luxembourg.
Okay, and so how is life as a, I think you're the first guy who is really from Luxembourg that I meet, because usually in Luxembourg you meet expats or people who try to hide some money or so.
No, no, no. No, we have much more than money in Luxembourg. So, no. So, yeah, what Luxembourg is a small country between Germany and France and Belgium. So, we have about every day 170,000 foreigners coming working for Luxembourg. So, we have not only banks, we have also insurance, we have
Right.
also industry. So, that's very interesting. So, multicultural is very important. So, we are also the students are my children. They speak already four or five languages in Luxembourg. That's the advantage of Luxembourg. So, we have multicultural, and also restaurants are good. So, a lot of good things. So, we take always the best from our neighbors.
And how many inhabitants are there in Luxembourg?
But almost 680,000. It's very small,
Okay.
yeah. So we are trying to get more, 700,000 going up to 1 million the coming years. It is growing. So yeah.
Okay, so
Now, interesting lifestyle, very high income. That's good, but okay, it's also a challenge to get more productivity again because we have last year three index tranches, so three times the index of the salary was increased. So that's also a challenge for the companies because they have to get more productive again.
right. So, and is it because, I mean, on the Get More podcast, there are some business owners, there are some entrepreneurs listening. Is it a good country to incorporate when you want to
Yes,
create a
absolutely.
company?
Yes, absolutely. Because you have much more advantage here in Luxembourg. You see, if you want to put in place a company, that makes much more sense also for startups. You get much more subsidized, also get support from different companies to leverage up your company. That's very important. So I'm sitting here at the House of Entrepreneurship. My office for the Cluster of Logistics is in the House of Entrepreneurship. So you can come here to the House of Entrepreneurship to create a company. And
Okay.
then it's going further. If you have a startup, there's also House of Startup in Luxembourg. So we have multiple layers. Huh? We have also the Lux Innovation. We have also the List. So there are multiple support from the government who are trying to attract companies to come to Luxembourg.
Okay, very interesting. So, why are you doing what you're doing?
Why?
Yeah, what drove you into the fantastic world of logistics?
Yeah, it's a really challenging world, you know. That first I started in the Ministry of Education. I was there 1 year and a half, and then I moved to a notary. What was to drive for me, you know? I liked to have the contact with the people, so I joined. Then in the past was SDV. It's called now Bolloré. Moved now to CMA, CEVA. So I started there. The first learnings in transport. Because in Luxembourg, you do gender external education and then you have to find out what you want to do. So, and then I end up in transport logistics because I had to do an Excel file for director here in Luxembourg. So I did it, and then 3 days after, I had to do the first charter with an Illichi going to Africa. And this was interesting because I have never been so close to an airplane, a Russian airplane. So, and we did a lot of charters here in Luxembourg for project business. And then I got the passion. You know, that's very important in your lifestyle. If you have the passion, what you want to do,
Yeah, I love
then
that.
it's
Yeah.
no more work. Then you love to do your work, and that's much more interesting to just do your work because you have to do your work. So for me, it's fun. The passion to help other companies now to move forward in transport logistics sector. That's the most interesting thing. So I did then 25 years in transportation, different companies from Luxembourg. So if you look on LinkedIn profile, you can see all the companies which I did. So I was mostly in sales, but also in management and leadership positions. So I could learn a lot to not just look over my laptop, but to get a broader picture in transport and logistics. So I then also sell road freight, air freight, ocean freight, logistics, and supply chain. So that's the interesting part. So it's every day a challenge. It's stressy. At the end of the evening, you go home and you're fully tired, but you have done solved the issues what you face every day. And transportation is changing every day. So you have wars, you have international competition, we have that's the challenging on logistics. So.
Yeah, and I had a question. I just lost my question. Damn. Yeah, so you are more on the sales side.
Yes.
So would
Sales,
you?
yeah, sales was very interesting because then you can meet people. You can
Yeah.
sell them solutions which they are needed. So I'm not selling something in order to sell. That's not my interest. I always said sell the solution for the customer, which has, I was ready, which I could see the benefit for the customer. That's the most sales is not always a good picture outside, but
Yeah.
it helps the people to move forward. So it's convincing people selling. I did a lot of sales course in Germany with excellent sales guys. So that's good because it's changing a lot. So what do you need to win the trust of the customer? And this was also positive. As soon as I changed the company, all the customers, they followed me because they had trust in me. So I
Yeah,
give them
yeah.
also the needed support which they need. And I always tell to my customer, you know, what's the difference between a good sales guy and a pit bull? You know, at a certain moment, the pit bull is stop biting you. But a good sales guy, he stays behind. And then you give your business cards, and then you say, you can contact me every time you want. So that's very important. So you have to need this passion, this eager to support the customer in every condition, you know.
Yeah, I love that because I think very often, and I see it as a 10x certified business coach, that people, business owners and entrepreneurs don't like selling. As you said, selling can have a bad reputation, but when you think about it, everyone started selling w when you were a child because you are selling your parents to give you that candy. You are selling your parents to go to the park. You are la la la. So
Absolutely.
you are selling your wife to go to the restaurant, to the
Absolutely.
movies, to let you watch a game, whatever. It's all about selling and persuasion.
Yeah.
So
For me, it's the oldest job. You sell yourself, you know, to your wife
yeah.
or your further wife. Exactly. That's for me, that's the interesting part. How you can manipulate. It's also a question of manipulation, but it's in a positive way, not in a negative way. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
So
what I call
for
ethical
me,
persuasion.
yeah,
I'm
exactly.
against manipulation. I'm on ethical
Absolutely.
persuasion.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
No, no.
you're in a couple relationship?
No,
Or
I'm
have
here.
been?
Yeah.
So, how do you use a lot of your sales skills in that
Yes.
relationship?
Yeah,
Yes.
yeah, yeah. Yeah. You have to.
You have to. You want to survive.
You know. But also, but you need to stay positive, always in the positive, not never in a negative or manipulation way, yeah. So that's very important, because
Yeah.
it's a selling point on the long term. You can have short selling, you
Yes.
know, but that's not the way I do. So because you always see the person back or your customer or your partners, that are very important.
Yeah, that's I mean that I think there is a in the current world where everything comes at the click of a finger, people misunderstand that everything has to be a long-term relationship because
Absolutely.
that's where the result, the success is the where we get trust, where we get more out of it, out of any relationship, being it a personal relationship or a business relationship. People, whatever, and you say it yourself, you can make a quick sale, but it's a one shot. It's not going to give you recurring business. And as you said, and customers are not going to follow you wherever you go because
Absolutely. And
people misunderstand, yeah.
you see on the corporate side more and more there's much more short sales. That's a pity because you have to see on the long term what makes more sense. In the family companies, then you see much more development on long term, but on high corporate companies, they're just looking short term. That's a pity because it's a lot of work. It's
Yeah.
not just to sell a one shot air freight shipment and then it's done. No, you have to see deliver the customer on the long term. That may brings you much more.
Yeah, people misunderstand that in fact or forget the fact that selling to someone who doesn't know you. You have a between five, when you're super lucky, 20% chance to sell, and someone who knows you, you have 80% chances of selling. So, but they prefer to go for the short one because it gives them the feeling they succeed more. When in fact, as you said,
Does
it's a lot of work of energy to just do one sale. So you better make it sure that it's recurring. Dan Kennedy said, a buyer is a buyer is a
Yes.
buyer. So once they, you have to
I'm
nurture them.
stopping.
Yeah. So the sales function is really important, and I agree with you. People misunderstand it and don't learn much about it. Do you think that everyone is that? No. Do you think that salespeople are made or are born?
It's half half, I would say, yeah, because you need to have the passion. You have to learn also the trainings and techniques. You know how you have to learn the sales techniques. That's you can learn, but you have also to have the passion to do it. Huh? Today's the people don't take any more the telephone, and so often you can solve the problem directly by taking the telephone. So
Right.
that's the point, you know. So that's it's a pity, yeah, that they don't learn it in school. You know, we learn 7 years of mathematics. Do we use it? No, we just need plus and minus and divide and percentage. That's all. But the rest we don't need. If do we need an equation? Do we need here? No. But we don't tell on the telephone how we correctly speak to the customer. And if I take some small students, they're coming from school, they have never used the telephone. And now is the new digitalization and all this kind. They are much more writing than they are speaking. Go to a restaurant, they don't speak anymore. They're just sitting in front of the telephone. If you go on the road, so everyone is looking at the telephone, but okay, the communication is missing. So that's the problem. So we see less more that there's different communication. It's much more writing, huh?
It's interesting because we have now communication tools. We've never been as much connected as we are. We could save
Absolutely.
time and so on. And we just, I mean, I agree with you. We just misuse all those devices.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're right, getting on the phone is so easy. But
Yeah.
people are scared to be rejected because,
Yeah.
when you don't, I mean, you said it well, they don't know how to use it. So when you don't know something, you are scared of it. And then you don't use it, so you don't learn, and you get even more scared. And
Absolutely,
it never
absolutely.
ends.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the people in sales, they are always afraid to get a no, but it's not so bad, you know. From no, you can still turn it in a yes, you know. But you have to ask the right questions and then ask what is missing that he is confirming the order, you know. And that's the point, you know. So, but that's the interesting part, you know. But at the end, the customer is satisfied because you sold him a good solution. That's the point. You have always to sell quality because quality in the long term is always better than a quick win. I prefer to sell a correct solution for the customer, which is benefiting from him for the long term. So and that's the point.
Yeah, but then you are also sitting in the middle because sometimes you can do the best selling job that you want, and still behind you, those who produce, who create, or who deliver the service, then may not deliver quality. So then you are sitting in between two chairs then.
But then I prefer not to sell it because I know on the long term that makes no sense because we are a small country in Luxembourg
Yes.
and the name is very important, huh? And also the reputation is very important. If you sell some mess, it will always hit you. We say, ah, Daniel, you didn't sell me something good. Next time you're a bad position to argue again. And therefore I said, okay, I cannot provide you this service. I prefer the service which I can. It's much more better to sell something which you are much more better on the way.
It's all, yeah. Would you use your own solutions? That's one of the questions I think people should ask themselves.
Yes,
Are you ready to
absolutely.
pay and to use your solution? It's like when a sales guy who is selling, I don't know, let's say Lamborghini is driving a Peugeot. Okay, he may not have the means to pay for it, but what does it show? No, it's a bit of an extreme example, but yeah, people should think about it. I mean, do you agree?
No, that's true. So that's I have another telephone running here. Stop ringing. Sorry. But okay. No, absolutely. So Sales for me is a passion. You know, it's interesting how you can convince people to buy your solution. That's the thing. So you have to listen a lot, and that's the problem. People don't listen anymore. So they have first to listen to what your customer is saying, and not just selling an article. That makes no sense. You have first to listen to what the customer really needs, and on behalf of this, you can propose your solution if it fits to your customer. If not, then you have not an argument to sell. So, but listen is very important.
And that also is, but funny enough, we were talking about what they learn at school. At school, you are just sitting and listening, but it's not the right listening.
No,
They
no,
don't
no.
learn the right way to listen. And then people,
Absolutely.
yeah. I
And you have to learn the techniques, how you can convince. It's a tough thing. But the challenge for me in Luxembourg, see, I learned a lot of techniques in Germany, but sometimes the wording is not the same than you put it
Yes.
in French, you know? And that's sometimes challenging because sometimes you have good answers to give to your customer, but you have to translate it in French or in English, and it's normally the same, you know? The message does not pass over like it should be in Germany because, but it's depending always in the situation, huh? But you need to be fit. You have to be fast thinking in order to argue quickly to your customer to bring him on the right track.
Yeah, I love that. So, do you have some deep thoughts or some takeaways for the listeners for today?
Yeah. So just on sales or in general, so on the life,
As you
huh?
want, what you
Okay,
think
as
is
a go on.
important that they take away after this talk.
I think the very important thing in life is to learn every day. So we don't stop learning. Read a lot of books. So I started very late because my father, he had demence and Alzheimer's. So I learned that we have enormous capacity in our head. So we should train and learn a lot by reading, but also listen and also see the good in the person. Often we are checking, oh, I don't sell with this person. No, that's not true. Maybe he has some other topics on the agenda that he has not the time to accept your call, but stay hungry in learning. That's the most important thing for me. So we have this chance to be on the earth to learn a lot, even if we get older. It's a long learning phase, curve of what you can do.
I love
So
that.
that's my
Thanks.
message.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's a very lovely one. So if people want to keep talking with you about sales, about logistics and so on, about Luxembourg, where can they find you?
Absolutely. But they can find me on our website. We have a website, Cluster for Logistics. It's c4l.lu. And there you can see all the news about Cluster for Logistics, about logistics. But they can find me also on LinkedIn. So you can check me on the Daniel Cole. You will find my website. So there you just connect me and we stay in contact.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Daniel, for this lovely chat. I hope people got something about, especially about selling. That was great. And I hope we see you soon. Oh, well, we see you. No, we hear you soon on the podcast again. Thank you so
Absolutely.
much.
Thank you,
Bye-bye.
Thomas. It was a pleasure for me too. Thank you.